The last evening of love, the megacity was sluggishly sinking into twilight, the fading light casting a soft amber gleam on the glass windows and cobblestone thoroughfares. It was a kind of evening that held the weight of recollections, where every shadow sounded to brute stories from history. In a small apartment overlooking the swash, Maya sat by the window, her fritters tracing the hem of an old demitasse mug as if it held the answer she sought. Outside, the swash moved lazily, reflecting the last stripes of sun, and the gentle hum of the megacity was a distant lullaby. Tonight was special, the last evening they would partake. Raghav stood near the door, watching her with that mixture of tender-heartedness and anguish. They had known this moment was coming for months, yet it still felt unsupportable. Their love, formerly vibrant and bottomless, was now shadowed by the ineluctable parting that fate had written into their story. Maya eventually broke the silence, her voice slightly above a tail. "Do you flash back the first time we met?" Raghav smiled noiselessly, stepping near. "How could I forget? The little bookshop on Fifth Avenue. You were lost in a novel, and I was pretending to understand poetry." She chortled vocally, the sound both sweet and bittersweet. "You made me laugh also. I allowed perhaps that was the morning of commodity." "And it was," he said, reaching out to gently tuck a beachfront of hair behind her observance. "A morning that changed everything." They sat down together at the small rustic table, the bone that had witnessed innumerable mugs of tea, rumored secrets, and dreams participated in the quiet hours. Raghav took Maya's hand, his thumb brushing over her knuckles as if learning their shape. "I wish we had further time," he muttered. "So do I," she replied, eyes glistening. "But occasionally, love isn't about holding on. It's about letting go with grace." The room grew darker as the sun dipped below the horizon, and outdoors, the megacity lights began to twinkle, mirroring the stars that would soon blanket the sky. They talked for hours about their expedients, regrets, and the moments they wished they could relive. Maya pulled out a small leather-bound journal from a hole. "I've written down everything I want you to flash back." Raghav opened it precisely, running his fritters over the delicate runners filled with sketches, runes, and letters. "To love is to cherish the transitory," he read audibly, voice thick with emotion. "Yes," she said vocally, "because every moment with you is a treasure." As the night strengthened, they walked to the beachfront hand in hand. The cool breath carried the scent of jasmine and distant rain. They sat on the bench where they had first confessed their love, the same bench that now held the way to farewell. Raghav pulled Maya near. "No matter where life takes us, I'll carry you in my heart." She rested her head on his shoulder, feeling the steady beat of his heart. "And I, you?" They stayed like that until the first light of dawn, two souls intertwined in the last evening of their love. Morning light filtered vocally through the sheer curtains, casting gentle patterns on a rustic bottom. The world outside was waking up, but inside the small apartment, time sounded to hold its breath. Maya stirred sluggishly, the warmth of Raghav's grasp still wrapped around her, like a fragile pledge. The reality of their impending separation settled in still yet forcefully. Moment would be the last day they spent together before Raghav would leave for a distant megacity, a new chapter that neither of them had wished for but both knew was necessary. Over breakfast, they spoke in whispers, savoring the simplicity of participated silences and small gestures, the way their fritters intertwined, the subtle ganders across the table, the soft horse laugh that shortly chased down the brewing anguish. "I wish I could endure this moment," Maya said, her voice pulsing. Raghav looked into her eyes, searching for a way to make the words less painful. "We say and stop time, but we can make sure this moment stays alive in us." After breakfast, they decided to readdress their favorite places in the megacity. The little domain where they had picnicked on lazy summer afterlife, the narrow alleyway adorned with blooming wisteria, where they had stolen their first kiss, and the cafe with a faded red ceiling where they had spent a numerous stormy afterlife featuring audibly. At each place, recollections surfaced, horse laugh, rumored dreams, and the quiet certainty of a love that had bloomed against all odds. As the sun climbed advanced, casting golden light on her integrated hands, they set up themselves in the art gallery, standing before an oil that had always spoken to them. A oil filled with swirling colors and fractured forms, landing both chaos and beauty. Maya traced a cutlet over the frame. This feels like us. Raghav jounced. A miss, but alive. In the gallery's quiet corners, they participated dreams of a future that was both insolvable and necessary. The pledge to cherish what they had, to carry it forward, indeed if piecemeal. That evening, back in their apartment, Raghav revealed a small box he'd been hiding all day. Inside was a delicate tableware charm, engraved with a figure of a heart. "For you," he said vocally, "so you can keep a piece of me near." Maya's eyes filled with gashes as she clasped the charm around her neck. "And you'll keep a piece of me in your dreams." As night descended formally again, they sat together by the window, watching the megacity lights flitter like fireflies. The world felt both vast and intimate, an incongruity they held between their hearts. They knew the morning would bring separation, but in this last evening, love was their sanctum, a fragile yet unbreakable thread binding them. The dawn was pigmented with quiet melancholy. The first shafts of sun filtered to the curtains, casting soft murk on the walls that had witnessed innumerous moments of joy, love, and now, farewell. Raghav packed his bags in slow, deliberate movements, as if trying to etch every detail of this place into his memory. Maya watched him from the doorway, heart-heavy, but determined to hold on to the grace they had promised each other. Before leaving, they stood in the small yard beneath the apartment, a hidden theater where vines climbed ancient walls and ambrosial blossoms drifted on the breath. It was a sanctuary where time formerly felt endless. "I do not want to say goodbye," Maya rumored. Raghav took her hands, steadying both their breaths. "This is and farewell. It's a new kind of love, one that survives distance and time." He reached into his fund and pulled out a folded piece of paper. "I wrote this for you, in case the words are harder than the silence." She unfolded the letter, and her eyes traced the precisely penned lines. "No matter where the winds carry us, my heart remains tethered to you. In every evening, every quiet moment, I'll find you, in the color of the sky, the warmth of the breath, and the recollections we made. This is an end, but a morning." Gashes streamed freely as they embraced, the world shrinking to the beat of two hearts. At the station, the platform buzzed with a rush of trippers, but their bubble remained untouched, two souls connected beyond time and place. As Raghav boarded the train, Maya pressed the tableware charm over her heart and rumored, "Ever." The train pulled down, carrying him into the horizon, but their love remained, a honey burning bright in the quiet corners of their lives. And though the last evening of love had passed, its echoes would loiter ever, reminding them that true love is no way truly lost. It simply changes form, getting a light that guides indeed to the darkest nights.